Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bobby Witt Jr. and Nick Prado are making their AAA debuts in about 2 minutes or so. First pitch up in Omaha. So we'll get to that with our next guest, JJ Piccolo, Royals Assistant General Manager and Vice President. Always good to have JJ on the show. I guess I wanted to start, though, just briefly, JJ, if you don't mind, with the roster moves and the injury news there briefly, just in terms of right shoulder fatigue. I know we had talked to you before the season wondering how the organization would kind of just handle some of these pitchers with innings limits. Is this something that you guys maybe were worried about heading into the season with any pitcher based off of some fatigue and the amount of innings that someone like Brady Singer had pitched the year prior?
Yeah, there certainly was more concern coming into this year with a 60-game season, and obviously in the minor leagues, the guys really didn't play. So there was concerns, and you know we decided collectively that we weren't going to have a blanket policy for every player that they're going to throw this many innings, this guy's going to throw that many innings. It's going to be, you know, a read as we go. And with Brady, he's been he's a warrior. You know, he's been taking the ball every fifth day, and we tried to protect him in different ways earlier in the year, shorter pitch counts, extra days rest, stuff like that. But we're at a point where that fatigue is becoming real, and we just need to give him a little breather, and it's the right thing for him.
In your mind, JJ, is this like a couple-week kind of breather, or do you guys need to really evaluate giving someone a longer term time off so you can get to the end of the season? Because I know you also still want to build up his innings for this year so that obviously you're good going forward.
Yeah, I think that's something that you know, Cal, Mike, and our medical staff, along with Brady, will determine, you know, when he's ready. You know, I don't think this is something, you know, Brady's not a guy, and this goes into the offseason as well. He doesn't like to put the ball down. You know, he's probably going to continue to play catch. He likes the, you know, the feel of the ball coming off his fingers consistently. So he's not a guy that's a 3-month rest and recovery guy in the offseason. So I think through something like that, it'll probably take a couple of days, and he'll start playing catch again. And then you work with the player. Their body's going to, you know, let them know what they can handle and when it's the right time to get built back up and get going. So, you know, it's kind of hard to answer that right now specifically. We'll see where he is in a week or so.
I know you don't have the full scope, obviously, of where those guys are. And I know that Daniel Lynch is scheduled to start, obviously, for Omaha here in a few minutes, JJ. Just organizationally, I think the last time we had you on, I had said, hey, the plan would be to have Lynch or Coar up again at some point this year. Does this open the door again for them? I know you had said you wanted them to earn the chance to come back up, but sometimes injuries just kind of make those decisions for you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about when you talk about roster management. You know, when we put a Lynch and a Coar on the roster, Kyle Isbell was a roster ad this year as well. You know, they become part of your 40-man roster. So as much as you want to take them and allow them time in the minor leagues, once they're on the roster, they're a viable option every single night for you. That's just the reality of being on the 40-man roster. You know, fortunately, you know, we've gotten to a point where Daniel's made a lot of starts in AAA since he was sent down. Kolar's got a handful of starts since he was sent down. They're tracking in the right direction. They're doing some things that we wanted them to do. So, you know, we feel good about it. We feel good about where they are. And if they've got to get called up, we have no issue with it. So we'll see where it takes us over the, you know, it's 2.5 months left in the season. So it's a long time. You know, we've got quite a bit to go. And, you know, we knew it would be their time again at some point. It's just a matter of when. But in the meantime, the message to them is just keep working on what you're working on and pitch well so you're in the right spot when you do get called up.
JJ Piccolo joining us here on Cody and Gold, of course, Royals Vice President and Assistant General Manager. Bobby Witt Jr., Nick Prado called up to AAA. They're making their debut here as we speak there for the Omaha Storm Chasers. Why is now the right time for Bobby Witt Jr., Nick Prado to make their debut at the AAA level?
There's just been so much consistency from the start of the season. You know, Bobby started out, you know, tough first couple weeks, but quickly rebounded and numbers completely reversed on him. And then, you know, you factor into what we saw last summer, factor into what they did in the fall, what they did in the spring. And a lot of it has to do with just the maturity of the player. Whenever they make a jump, whether you're going from rookie ball to A ball to double A, or in this case, double A to triple A, you know, we got to know that they can handle some speed bumps along the way. And Bobby's shown that he can. Nick has shown that he can. But the real answer is they're just performing, and there's really good opportunity for him to get a patch every day at the next level. So that's why we made the move when we did. You know, we had been talking about it for a couple of weeks. Of course, they got chosen for the Futures game. So then you sort of, you know, when's the next time after the Futures game? And they had a week at home. And then middle of last week, we started eyeing up this week because the AAA team is coming back to Omaha. And it's always nice when guys can go from a home team to a home team without having to leave in the middle of a road trip or joining a team in the middle of the road trip. So it just made sense that this was the right time to get him there.
Did you in any way, because I always wonder with prospects, obviously some guys, whether you guys do it intentionally, JJ, or we do in our minds, become like attached to each other. And while I don't feel like it started that way with Bobby Witt Jr. and Nick Prado, it obviously eventually at some point this year started to feel this way. Is there an appeal for calling guys up at the same time to AAA, or is that intentional, or is it just, oh, both guys are playing well in their spots for both?
No, excuse me. It's not intentional. And, you know, and that's something that's really difficult. I mean, I've done this a long time, along with Scott Sharp and Dayton. You know, players in their minds, they've always gone through, especially like a college player. You know, in this case, you've got two high school kids, but you know, they go from their freshman year, their sophomore year, their junior year, and they just matriculate through the system. That doesn't happen this way in professional baseball. You've got to be producing, and then there's got to be clear opportunity for you to get the at-bats you need to get in the next at the next level. Pitching's a little bit easier, but we went through this last year with Singer going up, and then Bubich going up, and then we had Kowar and Lynch and Heasley and Bolin. You know, all the other guys that weren't going up, and you know, the messaging to them was, you know, just understand, like there's not a definite rhythm or flow to this. It's how you're pitching and what opportunity is there for you. Because in this case, quite honestly, MJ Melendez is playing just as well, if not better. You know, but our catching situation, MJ easily could go to AAA, but we also have Sebastian Rivero in AAA and others who've had major league time, in Nick Deeney and Valoria. So we want MJ to get it back 6 days a week. You know, that's what we think his development needs right now. So he can do that more easily in double A. And at some point, you know, we are going to need to move him to triple A because he's, you know, really dominating double A at this point. But, you know, there's an example of two guys made more sense right now. MJ easily could have gone with them. But for his development, the at-bats are more important. So when he's not catching, he's DHing all the time. In AAA, he may not have been because we have other guys on the 40-man roster who need to get their at-bats. So there, it is a tough thing for players, but the short answer is it wasn't intentional to move them together. It just so happens that the opportunity and the production match right now, and that's why they went together this time.
Speaking with Royals assistant general manager J.J. Piccolo, one of the things that's been talked in the big league club, but certainly impacts what you do, understanding what the minors do in the big league level as well, is the conversation around third pitch development. I know Brady Singer had talked a little bit about that. Matheny had talked a little bit about that. Like, if I can't get guys with the first two pitches, having a third one isn't going to do me any good. Is that a conversation you guys have had organizationally, J.J., about, hey, is there a time where we need to start that earlier or focus or is it a point of emphasis for you guys yet? Are you worried about that yet? Just knowing there's been a couple of times here recently where people have brought that up about a few of your prospects.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And the answer is you need three pitches. That's the answer. Philosophically, we believe that. We know to navigate through a lineup three times, which, you know, I know where the game's going or is with that. But, theoretically, you want your starting pitcher to go through the lineup three times. And the best pitchers in the game, that's what they do. So we're not going to pigeonhole any of our starting pitchers saying, you're not going to pitch the third time through the lineup. You know, and if you're going to get through two times in the big leagues, you better get through it three times in the minor leagues, you know, because it's that much harder in major leagues. But in order to do that, you got to have a third pitch. So, you know, going back to where we are right now, and we can use a couple guys specifically, you know, somebody like Keller and Singer. Keller was a Rule 5 pick, so his development was really sped up. You know, he didn't get the years in the minor leagues as a starting pitcher to really, you know, dedicate time to the third pitch. And with Brady, he got to the big leagues so quickly, and we felt like he was ready for it. And we did know that there was going to be some times where he's going to have to throw some changeups where he's not comfortable with it, but we believe in his, you know, for lack of a better term, his toughness. You know, he really can compete well. And he knows, we've heard him all talk about his third pitch and trying to develop it. And then when you get into the game competition, your instincts take over. And if you don't have that third pitch that you have 100% confidence in, you're probably going to go, in his case, to a slider. So it's ongoing discussions with him. You know, Cal is doing a great job in talking to him about situations when to throw the changeup. But the pitcher on the mound has to have 100% conviction in that pitch to execute it, to throw it and execute it. So it's a tough balance. But I think with Brad and Brady, what you're talking about is two guys whose development really sped up for different reasons, and that's why we're still trying to develop some pitches in the major leagues, and that's going to happen time to time. And on the flip side, you know, last year, you know, we've talked about Daniel Lynch committing to the changeup, and that's a really good pitch for him. He had a full year in exhibition-type simulation games to throw that pitch, and for Kowar, it was the curveball. You know, so when you saw it when Kowar came up, he's got more confidence in his curveball, but he still has, you know, supreme confidence in his changeup. So that's where development's important. That's why, you know, taking the steps through the minor leagues are more often not what's necessary, and then once in a while you get some outliers. And right now, two of our five starters I put in the outlier category. You know, with Brady just being too good, and then Brad being a Rule 5 pick. So it's a really good question. It is part of our development. You know, a majority of our starters do have three pitches.
Yeah,
you know, two guys we're seeing. You know, they're two pitch dominant type guys.
Lastly, JJ, I just wanted to go back to Bobby Witt Jr. in particular. I know a lot of Royals fans, now that they're excited to see him in AAA, they want to know, okay, well then what's the timeline like for the next step?
Like tomorrow?
So I know you guys have benchmarks, I would assume, that you like to see from guys at all levels. What kind of needs to happen overall for Bobby Witt Jr. to make his debut?
Well, it's performance and it's opportunity. It's really the same thing. I mean, you know, we obviously want to see how he does in AAA, and there is a difference between AA and AAA. And I will say, I don't think it's overall talent level. You know, I think it's a little bit better, for obvious reasons. But I think it's the experience of the pitchers that they're going to be facing that is more closely aligned to what they'll see in the major leagues. Meaning, guys can repeat pitches better. You know, if there's a weakness that Bobby or Nick have, it's going to be exploited more often in AAA, and they're going to have to adjust. And if they're making those adjustments and those mental adjustments, and they're performing, then it's a great sign that they're ready for the major leagues. So there's no timetable. But then it's also, you know, for both guys, it's opportunity. You know, we're not going to bring a young player up and have them not play every day. You know, they're still in a phase of their career, especially coming off last year where they didn't accumulate 500 plate appearances, that the at-bats are important. So it's playing well, producing, preparation, and then opportunity in the major leagues. And often that's the toughest last jump you got to make.
JJ Pecola, Royals Vice President, Assistant General Manager, thanks so much for the insight and, as always, for coming on the show with us.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.